Tonight is the eve of the feast of the presentation of our Lord, Saturday, January 31st, in the year of our Lord, 1976. We are temporarily having the vigils on the site of the Vatican Pavilion blessed by Pope Paul, formerly part of the New York World's Fair grounds in Flushing, Long Island. The sky is very dark. The blue lights are appearing directly over Our Lady's statue. That means that Our Lady is ready to appear and give a message to us. There's a beautiful, round, host-like light coming from the center of the blue coloring now, just above Our Lady's statue. Our Lady now is coming through the light. She's dressed in a beautiful white gown with a blue mantle over her head. I can't see her hair. I've often tried to see Our Lady's hair, but she prefers to have it covered. Read first the photograph, my child. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Was in the beginning, now and ever shall be. This is a terrible photograph. Blessed Mother, this is a terrible photograph. You will observe, my child, the fires that will rage across earth. My child, from your personal encounter with the agents of hell. The forces of 666 that now rage throughout your world. You could not, my child, in your human nature, understand the full meaning of 666. Do not be swayed in your pursuit for more knowledge of this supernatural phenomenon, my child. For those who mock have fallen into the web. I could give you the facts, my child, and you, as a voice box from heaven, will give them to the world. However, a personal encounter with the evil will drain you in your physical weakness, my child. You will not succumb to those who have set themselves to remove your strength. I ask you now to keep within yourself so that your mission will be completed when the Eternal Father deems it. I have asked you, my child, several times to write to the bishop. of the Diocese of Brooklyn. You must do them that now while there is time. He must make an effort to clean out the evil that through his laxity has entered upon the teaching institutions under his command. Yes, my child. Those who are promoting this evil are well aware of my message. If more prayers are given for their salvation, one among them shall be saved, or one among them shall be lost. The Lord, Benelli and Casserole. You ask, my child, about penance. What more can I bring you in direction? There are laws of God and laws of man. The Eternal Father demands penance. The Eternal Father demands a strict will with no alterations and no novelty implemented upon his words. You shall not rationalize the commandments of the Eternal Father. They are simple, and they are to be followed simply in faith. My child, it is not my mission to give words other than prophecy from heaven or warning to mankind. But I must tell you now that even your leaders are not safe in their conduct.
Oh.
Already there is a conspiracy against your intermediary between the evil nations. Oh, yes, my child. Watch the developments throughout your world, for he will be assassinated. Oh. You see, my child, there is no honor among those who are not with my son. Exterminators will rage throughout the world. The angel of death shall claim many. There will be accidents that are not accidents. Satan shall be given power over the elements. Yes, my child, it is but for a short time, then Satan shall be chained. You may not question the will of the Eternal Father, my child. You will accept all as is given. There is a plan in heaven for everyone. However, in man's free will, I must make it known to you that many are called, but few are chosen. Do not fall into error. As I look into the heart of mankind, I see many who have fallen into this error of teaching. My son died. He died at the hands of those who did not believe. And my son is now being re-crucified in his church at the hands of those who do not believe. Because my son died upon the cross, cross. He opened the gates of heaven that were shut to mankind at the fall of the first parents. He died for mankind, but shall those who reject him by sin and breaking the commandments of the eternal Father without penance enter? No, sadly, my child, my children, they cannot enter. My voice has carried throughout your world for many earth years. We do not see a measurable change in the ways of man, ways that offend the eternal Father. We see my son's church slowly falling. The foundation is solid, but the walls are cracking. A church in darkness wears a band of death about it. All that is rotten shall fall. My children, the seminary in the United States shall close unless they start now. Clean their homes. The Eternal Father shall not permit young souls to be destroyed by evil teachers, by those who have fallen into error because of want of the grace from heaven, by those who for worldly gain choose to sell their souls. What manner of evil is in these seminaries, my children, that they promote fallacies and heresy? Permissive behavior, a morality that now is based on advanced science and theology. The Eternal Father gave the world the manner for man to save his soul, simple, clear, and unadulterated with the evil that now has set my son's church in darkness. Go back! If you have the time, pastors, go back now. For many righteous shall fall into hell. I repeat, the red hat has fallen, and the purple hat is being misled. I cry to you, through the merciful God of the Eternal Father, turn back now. A new moral theology, straight coming straight up from hell. We command, in the name of the Eternal Father, for all bishops of the world, to set my son's house in order. Is obedience to God the Father and not to the agents of hell. Shall you obey mankind and head houses, my children, signify the soul. The preservation of life for eternity in the kingdom of God. You will keep a constant vigilance of prayer in your country and throughout the world. The great conflagration approaches mankind. The Father shall chastise those he loves. Bring you a great message of cheer. I can say to you, I bring you the good news of your salvation. But it is a bittersweet message for all my children. For I must also tell you what is to be. So that you may prepare your soul and the souls of all you love. I, your mother, as a mediatrix between God and man, come to you in final warning to mankind. You will remain from out of the world that has been given to Satan. Protect your homes and those you love with your sacramentals. All who keep our monuments in their homes shall be saved. The mystery of the sacramentals will be found to all very soon. My child, you will continue your mission, but I must ask you to rest. Rest yours all. The Eternal Father will send you on to help in the great battle ahead. It will be a glorious battle, my child, for the eventual victory will see the coming of my son back to earth. You cannot understand the ways of the Eternal Father, my child. The sheep are now being separated from the goats. Yes, my child, take courage and speak the truth. You must tell the bishop that he has placed himself among the goats, and he must remove himself immediately. The Bishop of Brooklyn. Do not shudder, my child. You must save this soul. Each soul is precious to the Eternal Father, my child. No, you will not be accused of judging, for you are only bringing the message from heaven. Hurry now, my child. Hasten to send the letter to him. In time you will understand why. I bless you, my child and my children, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, our lady is taking Bona Waves her beautiful rosary. She has this very large, beautiful rosary. The Our Father bead is golden, and the Hail Marys are of white. But as our lady's turning now to extend her crucifix, the white beads have a most beautiful pink glow. Oh, the Son and the Holy Ghost. Now, my child, you will be seated and read the photographs. The sky is taking on a beautiful pink glow. Oh, it's very warm. I can feel the heat. It's like I can't explain it in human words. It's a beautiful glow. It just gives you such a beautiful feeling, too, of peace and absolute joy. Oh, now about this glow, it's like a huge circular hope-like coloring that's streaming out from a central point. Above this there is a writing in blue upon the sky. It's over to our left. It's made of blue shimmering dots. I never saw anything like this before. Oh, it will be for future messages in photographs. Now, over on this, directly above Our Lady's statue, there's like a fan-like shape of a light. I can see, as coming from a great distance, I can see Jesus now coming through the light, but it seems like now he's had time to travel in. Oh, now Jesus is coming forward, and he has on his burgundy-colored cape. It's quite windy, and on his feet are brown sandals. His feet are exposed. It should be very cold, but no, it's the tremendous light has a great deal of warmth. Oh, now Jesus is smiling. It's a sad smile, and his hair is flowing. They're coming forward, and he's touching now his lips with his first finger. That means to listen. My child, I could repeat and repeat the warning that has been given to mankind through my mother and countless visitations of others from heaven to your earth. But what more can I say but to tell you that man continues on his road to damnation and perdition? The ultimate outcome shall be his chastisement in a manner such as never has been seen upon your earth and shall never be seen again. For this chastisement shall remove many from your earth. As in the time of Noah, as in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, the warnings, countless warnings, given through those chosen by heaven to act as mediators for God the universe, but mankind shall be removed from your planet. Many shall die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. Man shall be working out in the field. One shall be taken. Man shall say, where has he gone? He has disappeared without warning. A woman shall work at the spindle. Two at the spindle. One shall be taken. And where has she gone? The mystery unfolds. Lives in the plan of eternal Father, that many shall be taken from among you. The mystery shall be found man. I promise in those days that those who remain shall be with me to establish my kingdom of peace and joy upon your earth. I warn you now, beware and watch, for one will come among you with the power of Satan. Know that he shall say to you, I am out in the field, come to me, but you shall not go. Others will say to you, go, I have seen him. He is yonder, over, beyond the building. You will say, no, I have not seen him. For I shall come to you in the like manner in which I ascended, I shall descend with a roar of triumph from the multitudes of heaven. We shall come in great victory. We come out of necessity, for if we do not come, no flesh shall remain upon your earth. I cannot promise in that conflagration that some shall not suffer, that good shall die with the evil ones. But know that no death upon earth shall go by without a just reward when this death is in martyrdom. I cannot promise any of you a life of fulfillment upon your earth. For this you shall receive from Satan. He now, this prince of darkness, the adversary, controls all of your world. It has been given to him for a short time. For you who have the knowledge, recognize the signs of your time. 666 is upon mankind. It is the closing of your era. It hastens with great speed upon you, because you have refused the grace given to you to turn back and do penance and restore my house. Before the chastisement, my mother's words will have reached throughout the world, and the sheep will have It shall be cleansed. Shall you, as pastor, stand before me and say that your teaching has been pure in my sight? I shall stick you up as venom into the flame. I repeat, you will now keep a constant vigilance of prayer. Insanity. Sin is insanity. Sin has become a way of life. Murder of violence. Charity of heart. Very little shines now upon your earth. Light of spirit, sort of going into darkness of spirit. Satan, your wrath is in far greater of evil than even in the time of Sodom. The sin of Sodom is being now committed in a more sophisticated manner of defilement. Defiled man now enters upon my church. You will, as pastors, awaken from your slumber. The Father has fallen asleep. You who mock, you who say, where is his coming? I shall come to you without your knowing. I shall slip in upon you like a thief in the night. I shall speak to you in the language that you will understand as a thief in the night. Who say, is this a message of scare and fright? I hear the mockers of my mother's words who say we have promoted a new theology, a scare theology. This fright we are accused of. Shall they experience it when there is no return? Amen, amen, I say to you, all that has been written in the book of life must come to pass. For you who have been given the grace, you will read your apocalypse. You are coming to the end. Read and become knowledgeable. The Eternal Father sends you this message of mercy. For he who falls will have done this of his own free will. For he who shall not be counted among those saved, and only a few shall be saved, shall have gone upon this path of his own free will. My child, you must continue with the direction from heaven. Do not be concerned of your bodily ailments. The strength will be given to you. Do not be concerned of the opinion of man. This grace shall be given to you to overcome this. I bless you, all my children, as the Father and in the Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now Jesus is going over to the left side, over by the trees, and he's bending now and down and placing his hand out in front of him like this, the three fingers, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is now going over. He's not walking. He's just gliding. He's carried weightless across the sky, and he places his hand out in front of him like this, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are being gathered. Each soul is important to the Eternal Father. The Immaculate Heart of my Mother shall be your shield. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, from whom He shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.